This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
It is the Business Breakfast. Thank you very much indeed for all your thoughts and opinions. Turn our attention to all things real estate. We had the latest CBRE numbers out over the course of the weekend. Some eye-watering numbers with regards to Dubai rents. Now seeing a record high, rising faster than ever. The annual rent for a villa in Dubai topping $73,000. Last month, the average annual rent for a villa or a family home in the Emirate reaching 268,758 dirhams last month. Look, that has prompted many a landlord to look at themselves in the mirror and go, should I be getting more? Which therefore puts a lot of pressure on tenants. So as the rental market here in the UAE continues to boom, we thought it's only right to take a look at tenants' rights. And who better to ask than the Managing Director of McCone Properties, Sam McCone, who joins us live in studio. Sam, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning.
I mean, just to set the scene on this one, not your first rodeo. You've been here for many a year. You've seen the market evolve. You've seen the highs and the lows. You've seen things change. When it comes to tenants' rights, are we in a different position now than we have been before?
Well, we have seen this happen in the past. So the original laws were introduced in 2007 and amended in 2008. And the reason that happened was because at the time we were facing a similar situation with rents in downtown for one bedroom going for 190,000 at the time. We then saw it again in 2013, 2014, when we reached another market peak, and we're seeing it again now. So it has happened a few times.
Let's look at it from as many perspectives as we can. Let's look at it from a landlord's perspective. If a landlord could potentially get more money, can we hold it against them, not for wanting to try at least?
So I obviously, as an agent, I kind of deal with both sides, right?
Got to get the balance, yeah?
Exactly. So depending on who I'm working with a bit more, I kind of will say the position that works for them, because landlords can also find themselves in a tricky spot. They might have bought an apartment 5 years ago. They might have seen the value drop over 4 or 5 years up until COVID, and they could have had mortgages to pay. And I know a lot of landlords that were actually receiving less rents than what their mortgage was. So now finally it's flipped a little bit and they're in a position where the rents are going up. So they're looking for ways to sort of improve their position. And I don't think you can blame them.
They're incentivized. That goes without saying at the moment, especially with reports there of record rents, etc. If you were a landlord, let's just take a little if and how perspective. How does a landlord, best way to say this, exert pressure on a tenant?
So really there's one thing that needs to be clear is that the laws are in place and they need to be followed through. So a landlord is entitled to increase the rent, but he can only do so in accordance with the RERA rental index. If anyone out there wants to know if their property applies to a rent increase, just simply Google RERA rental index and it comes up. You put in the number of your ajari and it will tell you how much they're able to increase it. So it is fairly straightforward. It also needs to be done 90 days prior to the end of the contract. So that's one. So if a landlord is on top of it and they check that and they're allowed an increase, they're entitled to do so. Secondly, what you're finding is that a lot of landlords are also starting to issue vacating notices. This needs to be done 365 days prior. So essentially it kicks in a year later. And what that does is at that point, the tenant will need to vacate the property, but the landlord needs to specify the reason as to why they wish them to vacate. And there's only really two reasons a landlord would do so in a freehold community. And that's if they're looking to sell or looking to move in. So we're seeing these two things being done by landlords at the moment.
Are all landlords adhering to these rules at the moment?
So I think a lot of the times landlords try to take advantage of the fact that tenants in Dubai might have only been here for a short while. So what they'll do is they'll demand a rent increase, in some cases assuming they're able to do so, maybe themselves not understanding the law, and they'll try their luck, right? So we do get a lot of requests from tenants coming to us saying, our landlord, I'm a week out from the renewal and my landlord wants, 20% more. First of all, we know that they've not adhered to the time frame that they needed to do it. Secondly, we know that they might not that rent increase doesn't apply. But a lot of the times they'll say, okay, well, if you don't like it, move out, or we'll go to court or anything like that. And that a lot of people who are new to Dubai, or even those who have lived here for a long time, they want to avoid any sort of conflict, right? They're here to do a job and enjoy their life, and that sort of pressure does get to them. So it is really, really important that the industry itself continues to educate all the players and make sure that each party understands what's possible and what's not.
So given that things are so clear-cut, you talk there about the rear rent calculator, you talk about the fact that it's very convenient to use, readily to use as well, you talk about the sort of legal loopholes that people need to go through in order to get somebody out of a property. Why then are tenants so much in flux at the moment? Do tenants not understand their rights fully?
I think that's the case. I think there's a lack. We talk about it on this Business Breakfast, yeah. and the Gulf News will write articles in Khalij Times. But whatever we're doing, it doesn't seem to be enough because the message is not getting out there. And I think a lot of the times that might also be the medium that we're using to communicate. So I've started a thing recently of doing TikToks and it's a lot of fun and blah. But when I do anything rental related, it gets shared like crazy. So that implies to me that there's a demand for this knowledge. It's just maybe somewhere else. It's the people who are renting today are using different platforms, and that's where we have to address it. So the point I'm making is that whatever we're doing today, we have to just revisit it and see how we can get the message across a bit better.
Are you hearing about a lot of people getting, eviction notices sound a bit dramatic, but notice that 1 year notice that they'll need to move out?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the villa communities, we're seeing it a lot. So one thing which is really important to note is that there's also not only the pressure to increase the rent from the landlords, a lot of them are also looking to sell, because they might have bought a property a couple of years ago, and in some cases that property would be worth double.
Yeah.
Now with the global economic situation, a lot of them also looking at it and thinking, okay, now's a good time to exit. But those villas will only really sell to end users. So they need to ensure that the property will be vacant at some point in the future. So they're issuing the vacating notice in order to then be able to tell a prospective buyer, okay, it is rented, but this time in 9 months or however much is remaining on the notice period, it will be vacant.
Got 30 seconds left. Just yeah. Last one, comment I heard over the weekend. Somebody saying, what's the point of going to RERA? They always go with the landlord. True, not true?
No, absolutely not true. So make sure you don't go to RERA. You go to the RDC, the Rental Dispute Committee. It's in the same building, and they really don't. I've seen cases go both way.
Samuel, good man, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for coming into the studio this morning. Always welcome, Sam.
Thank you
very much indeed. Sam's the managing director of McComb Properties, joining us live here in studio.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.